Disability Action Plan 2019 to 2023. Opening announcement. This is the Disability Action Plan 2019 to 2023, putting the New Zealand Disability Strategy into action, November 2019. It's narrated by Zeemon Salve in Blind and Low Vision New Zealand's Parnell Studios. Indexing. This DAISY CD edition of this material has one level. The material is also available online in various MP3 file compilations. Heading and footer. All pages after the first carry the header Disability Action Plan 2019 to 2023 and are numbered at the bottom right. The document's first page also has the logo for the Office for Disability Issues, Te Tari Mōngatake Hawatanga, New Zealand Government. Contents. The printed edition has no list of contents. In this audio version, the material begins with a summary, then putting the plan into action, the introduction, selecting the work programs, involving disabled people, ensuring data is disaggregated by disability, monitoring and reporting progress, governance, advice, a table covering all elements of the plan, end notes including contact details, then the closing announcement. He waka eke noa. We are all in this together. Summary. At the top of the page, there is a photograph of members of the DPO Coalition, including some familiar faces from Blind and Low Vision New Zealand, smiling for the camera from behind a long boardroom table. The caption reads, "The DPO Coalition and officials worked together to agree on the action plan." The Disability Action Plan 2019 to 2023 Action Plan aims to deliver the 8 outcomes in the New Zealand Disability Strategy 2016 to 2026, Disability Strategy. It is not a conventional action plan in that it does not consist of a series of work areas followed by lists of actions. Instead, it is a package of 25 cross-government work programs that are underway or are being planned that have an explicit disability perspective. The action plan is on pages 8 to 11 of this document. The action plan has been designed this way to bring together important programs of work that agencies have committed to that relate to the outcomes in the disability strategy. The action plan responds to the main issues identified by disabled people, the Disabled People's Organisation, DPO Coalition, and government agencies working together. We expect most of the work programs in the action plan to continue beyond 2023. New work programs may be added to the action plan over its time frame. Most of the work programs will be implemented within agency baselines, but some may require new resources. Where this is the case, agencies may develop budget bids to secure additional or new funding. Like all good action plans, it is important to monitor and measure progress over time. The action plan includes several monitoring mechanisms to ensure agencies are held to account, including, but not limited to, submission of 6-monthly status reports to the Office for Disability Issues, biannual meetings of the Ministerial Leadership Group on Disability Issues, DPO Coalition meetings with agencies as required. Putting the Disability Strategy into Action. Introduction. The Disability Action Plan 2019 to 2023 Action Plan is the government's vehicle for implementing the New Zealand Disability Strategy 2016 to 2026, Disability Strategy. The Disability Strategy is the government's vehicle for meeting our obligations under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCPRD. The Action Plan is a package of comprehensive government work programs that will progress the 8 outcomes in the Disability Strategy: education, employment and economic security, health and well-being, rights protection and justice, accessibility, attitudes, choice and control, and leadership. This action plan is the 4th disability action plan since 2011. It was agreed to by Cabinet in September 2019. Next, there is a photo of 4 vibrant-looking young people beside a sign that says, "Captain of Fun." The caption reads, "The voice of disabled youth will continue to inform the work programs in the action plan." Selecting the work programs. The work programs in the action plan are consistent with the twin-track approach of the disability strategy, focusing on disability-specific and mainstream approaches. The work programs are either directly related to improving government funding and services for disabled people, or bring a significant disability focus to broader policy or work programs. Consistent with Article 4.3 of the UNCRPD, disabled people's voices have shaped the action plan through a public consultation process. The feedback from consultation then informed many important conversations between the DPO coalition and government agencies. The chosen work programs are derived from incomplete actions from the previous Disability Action Plan 2014 to 2018, important issues identified by the Independent Monitoring Mechanism, IMM, at the outset of New Zealand's second periodic review of its implementation of the UNCRPD, work programs that government agencies identified as progressing the disability strategy, and a response to issues and ideas highlighted during public consultation or during regional meetings between stakeholders and the Minister for Disability Issues. As a result, 25 work programs have been included in the action plan, which will be delivered by 14 government agencies and their partners. Many of the programs are substantial and long-term and are expected to continue beyond the life of this current action plan. The work programs, as they are developed and implemented, will be responsive to the needs and potential of all disabled people, including Māori, Pacific peoples, women and girls, disabled people with complex needs, and whānau. New programs of work may be included over the next 4 years as new priorities and opportunities are identified. In addition to the 25 work programs, government agencies have been asked to commit to 2 cross-cutting issues: collecting better data about disabled people and greater involvement of disabled people in policy and service development. This builds on the commitments of government agencies in the previous action plan to making public information accessible and improving employment opportunities for disabled people in the public service. Most work programs in the action plan will be resourced from agencies' existing funding. A few may be dependent on new or additional funding. Involving disabled people. When planning for and implementing their work programs, each government agency is expected to engage effectively with disabled people. Such engagement is consistent with Article 4.3, closely consult with and actively involve persons with disabilities, of the UNCRPD, to which New Zealand is a signatory. Ensuring data is disaggregated by disability. Statistics New Zealand and the Office for Disability Issues are joint leads for the Disability Data and Evidence Working Group's work program. All agencies are expected to promote the use of the Washington Group sets of questions on disability in government surveys. Monitoring and reporting progress. It is important to report on and monitor the action plan's progress. The action plan includes several mechanisms to monitor implementation, including 6 monthly status reports to the Office for Disability Issues, biannual meetings of the Ministerial Leadership Group on Disability Issues, biannual meetings of the DPO Coalition with the Minister for Disability Issues, DPO Coalition meetings with agencies on request, Minister for Disability Issues annual report to Parliament, and meetings with chief executives, officials and ministers as required. Governance. The Ministerial Leadership Group on Disability Issues is the primary governance lever, together with ongoing engagement with agency chief executives and senior officials. Advice. The DPO Coalition will continue to play a key role, providing feedback on progress and advice on implementing the work programs to improve the well-being of disabled people. The Action Plan. The Disability Action Plan 2019 to 2023 is the government's vehicle for implementing the New Zealand Disability Strategy 2016 to 2026. The Disability Strategy is the government's vehicle for meeting our obligations under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCPRD. Accountability Mechanisms. Governance. Ministerial Leadership Group on Disability Issues, MLGDI. Ongoing engagement with CEs and senior officials. Advice. Disabled People's Organisations, DPO Coalition. Reporting. 6 monthly status reports. DPO twice yearly meeting with Minister. Annual report. Monitoring. Independent Monitoring Mechanism, IMM. Cross-cutting issues. Disability Data. Disability Data and Evidence Working Group. Washington Group sets of questions on disability. Disabled people's involvement in decision-making. Effective engagement with disabled people across agencies. Outcomes and work programs. The work programs are listed under the relevant outcome in the Disability Strategy. Education. Ministry of Education's Education Work Program, including, but not limited to, Early Learning Strategic Plan, Tomorrow's Schools Review, NCEA Review, Review of Vocational Education, Curriculum, Progress and Achievement, Learning Support Action Plan, Tertiary Education Commission, Improve Outcomes for Disabled Learners, Employment and Economic Security, Ministry of Social Development, Disability Employment Action Plan, Employment of Disabled People in the Public Sector, National Information Hub and Regional Networks, Ministry of Social Development and the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, Replacement of Minimum Wage Exemption, Health and Well-being, Ministry of Health, Repeal and Replace the Mental Health Compulsory Assessment and Treatment Act 1992 with legislation aligned to the UNCRPD. Improve access to quality health care and health outcomes for disabled people. explore the framework that protects the bodily integrity of disabled children and disabled adults against non-therapeutic medical procedures. Funded family care policy change. Ministry of Health and the Department of Corrections reduce the use of seclusion and restraint. Sport New Zealand, play, active recreation and sport action plan for disability. The Office for Seniors, better later life, He Oranga Kaumatua, 2019-2034. Accessibility, Ministry of Social Development, accelerate accessibility, including the role of accessibility legislation. Accessibility of public information. Ministry of Housing and Urban Development and Housing New Zealand. Improve accessibility across the New Zealand housing system. New Zealand Transport Agency. NZTA Action Plan. Ministry of Transport. Ministry of Transport Action Plan. Office for Seniors. Age-Friendly Aotearoa New Zealand. Leadership. Office for Disability Issues. Nominations Database. New Zealand Transport Agency. Improve understanding and decision-making with the disabled community. Other work programs will impact on the leadership outcome. Choice and Control. Ministry of Health. System Transformation. Ministry of Social Development. Develop guidance on the effective use of supported decision-making. Rights Protection and Justice. Ministry of Justice with other justice sector agencies. Improve justice services so that they are accessible and able to be understood by disabled people. Attitudes. New Zealand Transport Agency. Disability Awareness Education for Bus Drivers. Other work programs will also impact on the attitude outcome. End notes. This document was published by the Office for Disability Issues on behalf of the Disabled People's Organisations, DPO Coalition and government agencies involved in the Disability Action Plan 2019-2023. It is available online at www.odi.govt.nz. Published November 2019, Ministry of Social Development, P.O. Box 1556, Wellington 6140, New Zealand. Telephone +64 4 916 3300. Fax +64 4 918 0099. Email odi@msd.govt.nz. Web www.odi.govt.nz. Closing announcement. That concludes the Disability Action Plan 2019-2023. This narration was by Zimon Salve in the Parnell Studios of Blind and Low Vision NZ, formerly the Blind Foundation. Thank you.